There's no question about it. Getting married is scary. Not in a visceral, knife-wielding maniac kind of way, but with a creeping dread that seems to start finding its way into every aspect of your life. It comes on slowly at first, little hints that things will never ever be the same once you tie the knot. And then soon enough, the loss of your single life is crushing down on you like an oppressive subliminal weight. This is ridiculous, of course. Marriage is just the next step in something that's typically been going on for quite a while. Me and Ben have been dating for 5 years, and for the last few months we've been engaged, so it's not like I suddenly woke up one morning and went from wild and crazy gay bachelor to locked down husband. But for whatever reason, that's how it feels. Fortunately, Ben doesn't seem to be having the same reservations. At least, that's what I thought until the night before the wedding, when we went out for our last fancy dinner as an engaged couple. It's a warm, pleasant evening, and despite the crushing dread that I've been discussing, my husband and me are somewhat relaxed given the circumstances. We had a rehearsal dinner the night before, and tonight is simply dedicated to taking it easy before the chaos of tomorrow's ceremony. Our house is packed full of guests from out of town, practically overflowing with relatives who all think they've got the best advice about making things work with your hubby. It's good to be out of there for a moment, just Ben and me and the long stretch of highway ahead of us. We're headed out to Malibu, carving along the Pacific coast with the windows down and the sea breeze in our faces, headed for a seafood restaurant with a fancy name that I can't pronounce. "How you feeling?" I turn to ask my husband. Ben smiles at me. "Good, of course. Just remember, all this stress is going to be over soon, and then it's off to Hawaii." "Yeah," he says with a nod. "I know." There is something about my husband's tone that gives me pause, a tiny little secret hidden somewhere deep down within the nuanced layers of his demeanor. I have no doubt in my mind that Ben loves me with all of his heart and soul, that the two of us will be married and be very happy together for the rest of our lives. Still, there is something lurking below the surface that I can't quite put my finger on. "Are you anxious?" I ask. My husband shakes his head. "Of course not. There's nothing to be anxious about." I chuckle to myself, wondering if I should reveal anything about my own uneasy feelings, and then finally deciding to push ahead. "I'm anxious," I admit. A smile crosses my husband's face. "Really?" "Yeah, of course," I tell him. "Who wouldn't be?" He thinks to himself, clearly considering whether or not he should make a revelation of his own. "Like, sexually anxious?" Ben asks. Suddenly, what once seemed like a fun and open chat about the future of our relationship hits me like a punch to the gut. What does he mean, sexually anxious? Am I not good enough to satisfy my husband? Is the wedding off? Will I be alone forever? All of these ridiculous questions tear through my mind, and more, my heart pounding hard in my chest as I try to grapple with all of the possible implications. I open my mouth to react, not quite sure what's going to come out, but before I get a chance to speak another word, we round a corner and find ourselves at our destination. I quickly throw on my blinker and turn off the highway into the parking lot of this quaint and beautifully illuminated seaside restaurant, the warm globes of light that hang from nearby palm trees shimmering off of the dark water beyond. I stop out front, and a young valet opens the door for me. I'm too distracted to step out. "Sir, is everything okay?" the young man asks, snapping me out of it. "Yeah," I stammer. "I'm fine. My husband is staring at me with a look of grave concern on his face, clearly worried that he's said too much. "Never mind. Thank you," I tell the valet. Ben and me climb out and make our way towards the restaurant silently, which is awkward until Ben reaches over and places his arm around mine. The second that our bodies touch, something strong and familiar pulses between us, the sensation immediately going to work on our aching discomfort.